Okay, so we have our next topic here on Internet Explorer 8 developer tools. There are many great features on Internet 8, IE 8, but we're going to just focus on a small portion of that, which are some of the built-in dev tools. And Stan, why don't you go ahead and take it away and describe the slide here, and then go ahead and hop me to your demo.
Great. So developer tools in IE 8 are built in now. There was a prior version called the IE 7 developer toolbar that you can download. So if you're using IE 7, you can still download that component prior, but there's been quite a few enhancements to it in 8. So it's a built-in web page structure analysis, debugging and profiling tool for JavaScript. All right, there's a lot of stuff built in here, and as you'll see in the demo, it's like a Swiss Army knife of development tools. So there's no download required. It's built right into IE 8. You start it using F12, and F12 also stops it, and it's by tab. Okay, so you can do page source analysis, you know, actually take a look at how your pages are built and walk through them in detail. Styles, CSS, attribute tracing. You can actually figure out why something looks the way that it looks on the page. Actually look through the hierarchy of style application and see what's going on. And as I said, JavaScript profiling and also debug. You can actually set breakpoints and step through your JavaScript now. So the usage notes, there's a pin unpin. I'll show that here in the demo. You can select an element by click. Those are probably the most commonly used features. And there's on the IE8 blog, there's a bunch of tutorials listed as to how you can actually walk through and use this thing. All right, so here we have my browser up, and I'm pointing at the IE Explorer 8 on MSDN. So this is where you can get quite a bit of information about the developer tools themselves. I'm just going to use this as a demo page. So you can either go to the Tools menu, and you can click the Developer Tools item, or you can just press F12 to run the developer tools. So it's come up in its own window now. All right, so you can maximize this thing you want, and you can click the icon to pin it into the window itself, and it appears down at the bottom of the page here. And once you have it pinned, there's also a minimize mode now, where you can minimize it to just the toolbar at the very bottom, so you can use the menu items, and you can also get to these compatibility mode buttons that are down here. All right, so I'm going to bring it back up, and what we're going to do then is we're going to walk through some of the functionality that we have in the tool, all right, how they're organized. So they're in the main view, we can see that in the left-hand pane, it's the HTML DOM is being shown here. So I can actually browse out through this and look at the structure of my page and just keep dropping down through it until I find the thing that I'm looking for. Or I can actually use a function here called select element by click, which is this pointer icon on the left here. And once I choose that, you'll see that when I start navigating around the page, different parts of the page will highlight themselves. So if I pick one of these, like this one right here, and click on it, in the DOM window then will jump to that portion of the HTML DOM so I can actually see what's going on there. And if I just click on the elements above and below, you can see how the highlighting actually changes on the page as well. So you can go both directions. You can either click on the page or you can click inside the DOM and see what's selected. So you can always, you know, see the correspondence between the code itself and what's on the page. Now, it is important to know that the HTML that's being shown here is IE's representation of what's on the screen. It's not actually the source code of your page. It's what IE sees internally. It's the IE representation of your page. Okay? So on the right-hand side, then, you'll see that there are some tabs. And we can see the styles that are being applied to this particular page here. And this styling over here is actually the things that are higher in preference are toward the bottom of the page. So you'll see that there are some cross-throughs, like here. The font family is crossed through above because it's actually applied right here in the MSDN page body. So you can see the actual styling that's applied and where it comes from, okay? And you can actually uncheck some of these if you want to, and you can change. You can see that the page above will change a little bit depending on which styles are being applied currently. All right? And on the Find menu, I can undo all if I want to get it back to the way that it started. So I can always kind of get back to the way the page is supposed to look. There's a couple of other tabs here. As we're looking at the document view, let me select that item again. Okay, we can see that as well as a style view, there's a trace styles view. And what that does is it is it actually shows the properties themselves still in precedence order. You see that these things will pop open, and we can look down through the information that's listed under each of the properties and see where they come from over here through these links. On the layout tab, then, we can see that the actual layout of elements on the page is shown. So the one that I have selected right now, we can see in the center the size of that element, 444 by 459. Outside of that, we can see the padding. There's a border out beyond that, a margin, which is the dark blue, and then finally an offset on the outside. And one of the really cool things about these windows over here is that they're editable. If I actually click on this, I can change the padding, say, to 30. When I hit enter, you can see that it actually moved down the element just a little bit.
How about that? Isn't that nice? That's cool, huh?
So you get the ability to fully interactively change the way your page is structured and see directly the effects of those changes that you're making. So you can use this to tune your page or to troubleshoot your page if you're looking, you know, you're trying to figure out why it doesn't quite look the way that it looks. I meant to mention at the very beginning, in fact, I found this tool originally because I was doing some skinning on a website, and I just couldn't get the elements on the page to look right. I had some style inheritance problem. I couldn't figure out, you know, the text was the wrong font or something like that. And I just did a little bit of searching and found this IE Developer Toolbar in IE7. And I saved myself probably a couple of hours of decomposing a page and putting debug into it and dumping out debug and, you know, figuring out by running this tool. It actually took me a couple of minutes to solve the problem that I actually had, figure out what was going on and fixed it right away. So the tool is just invaluable. One more tab over here, and that's the attributes tab when we're in HTML view, and you can see that the actual attribute values, and again, you can change these values live here, or you can actually change them in the HTML view on the left-hand side. So you can change these things anywhere you go. All right, the next tab then is CSS, and if I go back to the style, in fact, if I want to find maybe I'm looking for this Boston postcard element, okay, and it's actually defined in this VBasic dash, so if I click on this link over here, it'll actually pop me into the CSS tab, and you can actually see the full source of that CSS file that's in effect. And I can, again, enable or disable elements here on this page and look at the effects of those and change them here. And in fact, I can save now in this version of the tools, I can save my changes out to a text file. It goes to a text file, not a page source file, because you don't want to inadvertently overwrite your page source. So it saves it to a text file so you can go back later offline and integrate any changes that you made that you want to save into your actual page source. Okay. And you'll notice that the search box here is kind of is context sensitive. If I'm on the HTML tag, it's searching HTML. And it uses the W3C selectors API syntax. So if I click in here, I can type an @ and then look at like a div, div tag. When I hit enter, what it does is it selects every single div tag in my source code over here.
And also up on top, notice it's all highlighted as well on the page.
Yep.
How about that, Pete?
And I can do things like then type a class name, like dot nav page, and when I hit enter, it'll find where that nav page class is defined, or I can do the same thing for IDs on the page as well using the pound syntax. Okay. Now, before I go onto the script and profiler, let me talk about what's on the toolbar for just a second. So, as I showed on the Find toolbar, there's an Undo All. There's a Customized Internet Explorer view source. You can actually change which application is used to pop up your view. So it's actually giving you access here in the toolbar to a lot of Internet Explorer's options and modes so that you can switch them directly. Okay? There's a Find, so I can do the select element by click, which I already used down below. I can disable scripting, pop-up blocker, CSS on the page, so I can actually look at my page without CSS applied to it and see what it would look like maybe in a down-level browser or some application that didn't support CSS. And then on the view menu, I can actually show, if I click that, I can look at the class and ID information. It's highlighted on the page. And as you mouse over each of these things, it'll actually pop up and highlight, you know, what exactly is going on there. All right, so it actually will go through and find every single class and ID and highlight them on the page for you. As well, there's a link paths. It'll show the paths of every link, give you a link report, you know, so you can find broken links on your page or whatever. And in the outline view, so this is probably the killer one here. So how many times have you gone into a page in troubleshooting mode and you've added border equals one on a table, and you've resaved your, you know, refreshed your page, so you just see where your element lies on the page. Well, I can go down now, say, to my tables or my div elements or something, and when I click that, you can see that it highlights the div elements in green here. So I can actually see where each div is and see how they're nested and see what the actual hierarchy of things on the page is, so that I can understand the layout of it much better.
Sweet.
I can do the same thing for images. It'll highlight every image. I can search for any element. Maybe I want to find the anchor tags on the page. I can go searching for those. Position objects, relative, absolute. You can actually find, you know, how things are laid out. All right. On the images tab, then, I can disable images. I can show their dimensions, the file sizes, the paths. I don't have to go now spelunking down through the pages, looking through the directories in my website, looking for where the images lie. I can just highlight them directly on the screen here and see right where they are. I can turn caching, clear the cache for the browser. I can clear my session cookies right from here. I can resize my screen to a known size, which is kind of hard to do guessing, but you can actually see what it looks like in any given size. There's a ruler that can come up so you can measure elements on the page. There's a color picker, a magnifier, you know, a bunch of little tools. And possibly the most useful is this validation tab. If you're in an environment where you have to become, your pages have to be accessible, Section 508 accessible, and you can actually run these reports on the page. Okay, and this is by page. It actually will send your page URL out to an analysis program, which will come back with a very detailed report of what's going on in your page. And then these last two buttons are to change your browser mode. Now IE8 has these new browser compatibility views, so you can set to Internet Explorer 7, 8, or the 8 compatibility view. And this actually changes the user agent string that goes out on the browser, so that, you know, when the pages detect what kind of browser it is and they're throwing different HTML to you, so you can change the way that your pages get rendered based on which compatibility mode you choose right here. And there's also a document mode, which is like the doc type definition in the file. You can switch that from Quirks mode, which is really pre-IE7, mm-hmm. or pre-IE6, I think. And now you can use Explorer 7 standards mode or 8 standards mode. You can choose them right from here and see what the differences are and how your page is going to render out.
Okay. One word. Wow.
Lots of stuff.
How about that? Nice.
Now what I'm going to do is close the toolbar, because I said it was page dependent. And I'm going to open up a different page, and I'm going to bring up the toolbar on this page now. And we're going to take a look at the scripting and the profiling. So it turns out that Microsoft doesn't seem to use a whole lot of JavaScript on their pages live, so I had to search around a little bit to find something I could execute. So what we see in script view, then, is that we can see the actual JavaScript that's on that page. You can see all the JavaScript that's visible on that page, and you can click in this drop-down box and pick any JavaScript file that's being referenced by your site and actually look at it in detail. So if you're using jQuery, for example, you know, it'll show you your jQuery, even though it's packed. You know, usually it's packed, so you get this block of jQuery. But you can actually get down and actually look through that code. And so then in script mode, I can do cool things like set breakpoints. So if I click over here in the column, in the margin, I can set a breakpoint on this particular spot in my page. And when I go and click, and that's actually this features list over here on the side, so if I actually go and click Start Debugging. Now, if I turn on script debugging in IE Explorer Options, this little pop-up dialog won't come up. But what it'll do then is, if you have it docked, it'll unpin it and put it in a separate window, all right, so that you can actually get a fuller screen view. And then when I click on an element, we stop at the breakpoint, so you can see that we jump right into the code, and it stops. And if I look in the right-hand column now, we can see that there's a console where I can actually execute JavaScript commands. You know, if I want to put an alert box up or something, I do it right here. There's a breakpoints list where I can control the breakpoints that I have set on the page. And there's a locals view, right? We can see here that there's only one actual sort of variable here, and these other things are actually structures with methods, and it gives you quite a bit of information about what's on the page. And in the watch window is where I can actually like click here on the selected element and add a watch point. Okay, so now it'll actually watch that particular variable. Even if it's not in scope, it'll show you what happens to the variable, the value of that variable. And there's a call stack out here where I can, if I click there, I can see where it came from, or back to my new slide code. All right. So the very last thing, if I stop debugging here and I go to the profiler tab, All right, what I can do then is when I click Start Profiling, it'll start to collect information about what I do on the page. As I click around the page, I can do several things. I can drop down these menus, whatever I want to do. And when I'm finished with that, I pop back to the profiler and click Stop Profiling. And what it does is it gives me a list of all the functions that were called on that page with the counts of the times that they were called. So if I want to sort on this maybe and see which function is being called the most times, I can see it at the top. Inclusive time is the amount of time spent in that routine and all of its descendants. The exclusive time is only the time in that particular routine. Again, I can sort on those items so I can see what's taking the most amount of time on the page. I can see the URLs that are actually being looked at, and if I want to, then I can, if I want to find out maybe where this on-click event is, if I double-click right there, it jumps right into the source code in the script page, so I can actually find out where the heck I am in the source. I don't have to go, again, diving down through there and looking for what it is. So there's lots of new features in IE8 Toolbar, like the scripting in the profiler page for JavaScript, which we're missing before, and this is basically the do-it-all tool if you're a web developer, and it's one that you got to have in your toolbox. What do you guys think?
Dan, that's an awesome tool. That's one that I think many of us will use in this room.
Just don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive with 300 horses. I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll, cause I'm a toy boy out on the fringe, and he who dies with the most toys wins.